right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the show, Funk My Life, and I'm your host, Ochre Like the Color, spelled differently. And this is a show mostly about remix soul and remix funk music, and we just had a excellent producer named Janko Nilovich, and that's the Drug Song. So that's from the year 2000, and this is on the Montparnasse label, if you want to check that out. Tonight we've got a fair bit of house remixes. After the past 2 weeks of fairly down-tempo stuff, I think it's appropriate to go right back in to the dancey stuff. So a couple things. Want to say that if you guys are looking for a good time tomorrow, we're having a no-pants dance. It's totally free at the Pit Pub right at UBC where we broadcast, but downstairs in the basement. So that's a no-pants dance. It's going to be candlelit with just fun, happy music, and we're going to have, it's going to be the after party of Red Night, which is the engineer's party, and as this week has been E-Week, so congratulations to all you guys. And we're going to start things off with an awesome, funky remix of ATFC's Bad Habit, right here, right now. Yes, sir, that was in fact the Human League. And that's a remix of Don't You Want Me, Baby. And the remix is done by Mega Disco, who is an American DJ and producer. Released that on his SoundCloud page, and you can get it for free. And before that, we had Ministry of Funk with Black Magic. A really grooving... that's probably the best word. Just a track with a groove. And before that was ATFC's Bad Habit. And that's the Ziggy Funk's Studio 54 remix. That track originally is more of a... what is it? It's like a big full sound house, Euro-style house track. And then he just kind of toned it down, added more of a disco vibe to it. So that's also a free download from Ziggy Funk's SoundCloud page. And you can find all these artists on SoundCloud where I found them. Usually it's just like bedroom DJs or small-time producers, but they have really good stuff. Speaking of really good stuff, next up we're going to go into more soul and I guess really tracks with a groove, not necessarily high energy music per se, but definitely danceable. Next up, we have an interesting one. So John Legend is a soul singer. He's a contemporary soul singer, and he released a cover of Rolling in the Deep. So that's Adele's single, except he did it as an a cappella. So no instrumentals whatsoever, just vocal singing with a bit of backup. And the nice thing about that kind of stuff is that you have all these bedroom DJs who take that and use it as a bootleg vocal track and then just throw in some instrumentals. And that's exactly what happened. DJ Apt1 got a copy of this and made his own remix of John Legend's cover of Rolling in the Deep. And that's what we'll start with. Tonight, we actually have a lot of DJ Apt1. He's someone I just recently discovered. Again, most of his stuff is free. You can find him on SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/DJApt1, one word. And he does a lot of these, a little bit of everything. He does his own original works, but a lot of his stuff is just kind of remixed soul, but danceable. He is based out of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia has been a huge home to soul music, especially in the past. So this is the synths are a little bit cheesy. It sounds really reminiscent of the 80s, and I think that's intentional. So this is John Legend's cover of Rolling in the Deep, DJ Apt1's remix.
Oh, shelter is in need. But can he depend on me? Do you think if one of you tried, maybe you could find a better friend than any other? If you gave more than you took, life would be so good. Come on and try, now's the time, cause you're free to do what you want to do. You got to live your life, do what you want to do, cause you're free to do what you want to do. You got to live your life, do what you want to do, yeah, cause you're
when you're down and you're feeling bad. Everybody has left you sad. Feels like no one will pull you through. It's your life, what you gonna do? Make that change, let's start today. Get out of bed, get on your way. Don't be scared, your dream's right there. If you want it, you want it, reach for it. You're free.
born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31st, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide.
This jam is amplified, so just glide, glide, let your backbone slide, slide.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, you are listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and the tracks we've been listening to have been, well, we started off with John Legend's Rolling in the Deep, and that's the DJ App 1 remix, followed by Flight Facilities with Giselle on the vocals, and that's the track Crave You. That remix is from Cassian, and Cassian's actually one of my favorite house producers. After that was Alternates Free, and that's a Bob Sinclair remix. Bob Sinclair, probably best known for that one song, Children of the Sky. And tonight, we usually want to go into a little bit more about music history, especially with singles that are well-known, and then trying to relate it back to an older track that very few people may have heard of. And tonight, we're going to play a really, really retro, awesome track. It's Bananarama's Venus, and that was released in 1986 on their album True Confessions. They are a all-female pop duo today, but they used to be a trio, especially back in the 80s, and they're from London, England. They generally sing in unison rather than go for harmonies, which really makes their song stand out a little bit more. Really kind of popular right back in the 80s, so they're very much quote-unquote retro music. They've had countless hits, especially in the UK, and since their formation in 1979, they have gone through a couple of group member changes, but they're still performing today. Band members were Siobhan Fahy, Karen Woodward, and Sarah Dallin, and they became friends when they were very young because they dressed more radically than other students at their school. And the trio were huge fans of punk rock music and the post-punk music scene during the late 1970s to the early 1980s, and they were, they got started performing at these punk rock concerts, and then went right into the whole like synth music stuff that was big at the time, especially since that was all new technology. So we're gonna listen to Bananarama Venus. Now, this track actually has a fair bit of history, a lot more than I thought it would. It has two more degrees of history behind it, going back a decade and then going back almost another decade. Here we go with Venus from Bananarama. that's been probably more known as that razor, that lady's razor commercial. It's been sampled on, or it's been licensed for that. That is Bananarama's version, released in around 1986. It was released there, but I think it actually hit the charts in 1987. But that song was a cover of Venus from Shocking Blue, and that group was founded in 1967 by Robbie Von Leeuwen, with a minor hit a year later in 1968 called Lucy Brown Is Back in Town. And they're a Netherlands-based group. So they really took off with Venus, and that was the number one hit 2 years later after their forming in 1969. So Bananarama's version, 86. Shocking Blue's version, 69. And it had strong musical influences from the Summer of Love, which was 1967, and the British mod scene. And British mod kind of developed between 1950 to mid-1960s. So that's the whole like Austin Powers aesthetic. But it had a revival in the late 1970s and the early 80s. So this kind of was a combination of hard rock guitar with R&B subject matter. So it's like soul with pop music elements. And this track kind of falls in that transition phase between the two mod scenes, where it was preceded by basically rhythm and blues and rock and roll. And then it was followed up with psychedelic rock and British punk music. So if you had to summarize, this would probably be best called like blues rock, I guess. The track was a huge international hit and was Netherlands' first American number one hit. Sold over a million copies by January 1970. So within the year, global sales exceeded 5 million copies, and that was outrageous at the time. Most surprising bit of trivia is that Nirvana covered Shocking Blue's song Love Buzz on their debut single in 1988, and it also appeared on the re-release of their first album, Bleach. That's funny because Bleach was literally the second album I've ever bought, and Love Buzz has been integrated in my memory. Like it's a very memorable track, really catchy, kind of funky, very different from the Nirvana that most people know. And I never realized that it was actually a cover of a Netherlands mod rock group. So this is the version from Shocking Blue, Venus, 1969.
I'm feeling
So a lot of people would guess that as the original. Turns out, not quite the case. Shocking Blue from the Netherlands, that's 1969. That song is actually based on the Big Three's The Banjo Song. And The Banjo Song was released in 1963, so that's 6 years before that one. Big Three were an American vocal trio, included three players. One was the main person of the group was a banjo player, Tim Rose. Second was a guitarist, Jim Hendrix, not to be confused with Jimi Hendrix. And the third is a singer called Cass Elliot. I don't know if that rings a bell, because Cass Elliot went on to be a part of the Mamas and the Papas and had a very successful solo career. And she's actually one of my favorite vintage American rock singers. They were a folk trio initially called the Triumvirate, and later the Big Three. They had a job at the Bitter End, a well-known folk club in New York's Greenwich Village, which is, again, another thing that really surprised me, because I always assumed Mama Cass was part of the whole California scene, since she is so symbolic of the 1960s around in the West Coast. And back in 1962 and 63, TV was a big way of promoting your music, and they appeared on a variety of national television shows, 26 in total. And they eventually broke up in 1964 after being together for only 2 years because of musical differences between Cass and Tim Rose. So between the singer and the main head of the group, the banjo player. And of course, they went on to make musical history, especially Mama Cass. So this is quite a bit of a different version. It does include a banjo, which is really funny to compare. Because you go from this like folk song to a mod rock song to a, what is it? It's like retro synth pop kind of tune. So it's spanned the years. It's gone through about two decades. So here we go with the banjo song, Big Three.
Hitting on a bed, oh, muddy river, where the sun gonna keep me from harm. Oh, 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 Susanna, don't you cry for me, 'cause I'm going to Louisiana with a B-A-N-J-O on my knee.
The joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayotteville, in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca. Friday, February 18th, you won't want to miss Grimes with special guests Born Gold. Grimes is back in town from Montreal, on tour to support her upcoming new release, Visions. Advance tickets are available at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theatre on Granville Street, and are also available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. Again, that's an early show with Doors at 7 and the show at 8 at Fortune Sound Club with Grimes and Born Gold. Grimes and Born Gold at the Fortune Sound Club is proudly sponsored by CITR.
All right, we are ending tonight's set of Funk My Life, and next up is Pierre with his show Aural Tentacles. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and once again, tomorrow we're having a no pants dance, and it's a free dance party that's going to be candlelit, so we can so your pastiness won't be quite as pasty because the candles give it a nice like sheen and tan. That's going to be at the Pit tomorrow night. It's going to be free. A couple of DJs are playing, including myself. And we're going to end things off tonight with a cover of a Shirelles tune from Amy Winehouse. It's really chill. It's kind of beautiful, kind of sad. It's the track Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, originally released in 1960 from the Shirelles and covered I don't know when, but rest in peace. All right, and I will talk to you all guys next week. Have fun and stay safe.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment?
Hey there. You are listening to CITR, CITR Radio 101.9. Time is exactly 12:02 on this Thursday night, Friday morning, and we are now technically the 10th day of February 2012. Well, as you can tell, I'm going to kick off the night with some MIA. A remix of Paper Planes, this is the Black Star remix featuring Rai Rai.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.